So welcome back, and now we're just going to discuss about the storyboard. What is storyboard? Basically, you have to use storyboard for defining the layout of iOS application most of the times, unless you are not using the XIB files. Well, storyboard is consisted of a lot of view controllers, but currently when I have just created a project, I have only one here. And here it is called view controller, and as I told you before, that every view controller should have a view controller.css as well if you want to make it live and make it workable, want to include some buttons and some controls there on your view controller and want to utilize them and manipulate them in the back end. You need to have a view controller file as well. Well, means the storyboard currently has only one view controller, and for example, if I just want to add a new view controller here, what I would just simply do is that here there is an option of view controller. I would simply drag it and drop it on my interface, and here you go. I would just try to minimize it, and here you go. So now I have two view controllers here. Number one is the basic controller. By basic I mean the default controller that Xamarin Studio has generated for me, and the second one is one of the view controller that I have generated for myself for further proceedings. If I just want some other page and my application, I can add new view controller. So now the next thing here is that I haven't added any of the control here in the view controller. So I would simply just go to view controller and add a few controls. For example, I'm just going to add a simple button here, and here you go. There it is. And now what I just simply do is I just go to the properties, and the properties, and the properties, they are really similar to the properties tab of Visual Studio when you're developing your Windows applications. So now what I'm just going to do is that I'm just going to change the value of the text of the button. I just say move to the next. Not this, I will just simply say next page and change its width. Well, that is fine. Now what I really need to do is that iOS now includes a lot of devices, a lot of resolutions, as iPhone has launched iPhone 4S, iPhone 5, iPhone 5S, and now iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. And recently iPhone just has introduced iPhone 6S and 6S Plus, which means a better resolution, a bigger resolution, and every developer has to cope up with all of the resolutions. So for that, they have constraints. Constraints are that the guidelines for every control in your view controller and the screen, I would say in the view, and how it you can add some constraints in Xamarin Studio is that you would see a plus button here. By adding a plus button, what would happen is that add recommended constraints. So what actually Xamarin Studio does is that it recommends some constraints and automatically generate a kind of idea that what kind of constraints this control is going to have. But if you just go with Xcode's interface, you have to manually add all of the constraints there, either that be the width of the control, the height of the control, the size from the top, the size from the bottom, the size from the right and size from the left, the padding, and each and everything you have to add manually. But if you just go with Xamarin Studio, it already recommends that. For example, I just selected one of a button here and just press on add. What happened is that It adds a few constraints. Number one is the width. Number two is the area from the left side. Number three is the area from the bottom. For example, I just want to add a constraint that is that I really don't want that you just map the control from downwards from the bottom. I just actually want is that just go from the top. So if I press on the button, what actually happened is that it gives me the controls to resize that, but if I double click on that, I'm just able to see a different view of the control. And now I'm having kind of the bars UI, and I can add some space constraint using these. What is happening here? Our orange interface is visible, and a dotted interface with respect to the control of the button is visible here. So what's happening actually? I would like to tell you that it has a constraint from the left side, but it has no constraint from the bottom or from the top. So what actually happened is that it automatically aligns that to the top. So for example, if I just press here, update frames based on constraints, what it actually does is that it places the control to the place where it should be, and according to that is all according to the constraint you have provided. If I just press that, it will just simply go to the top. Here you go. I'll just press Command Z to just undo that, and just drag that and drop that to the top. So what now actually happened is that now I have a constraint to the top, and if now I just update the frames based on constraint, so what actually happened is that now I have a proper constraint from the top. Secondly, now what I'll just do is that I'll just go back to the recommended constraints of Xamarin Studio, and this is how you add a button. But what? Wait, I just told you something. I just told you that every view controller has to have a class. What is that for? Let's see. If we just add a simple label here and just go to the properties, just name it TBL, that is for the text block, sorry for the annotation of Windows development, TBL underscore name, and I just press enter. It doesn't give me any of the error. Now if I just go to the view controller.cs, I can call that TBL name any of its property. For example, text is equal to hey, and there you go. What if I try that in this view controller? For example, if I just add a label here in the center and go to the properties, just try to name it TB. What happened? I'm able to see an exclamation mark here, and what it tells me that the property setting will cause runtime error. A parent view controller does not have a code behind, which means you have to include a file. That file should be the backend file for the view controller. For that, I would just press and select the view controller, go to its properties, go to the class, and I can name anything. For example, if my page name is the main screen or the login screen or any of that, for now I'll just name it screen 2 view controller. As I enter that, something happens. Whoa, so I'm able to see a class here, and that class is for the code behind of this view controller. Secondly, what I have to do is that just need to copy that, as I'm using storyboard, so I have to provide the same class name as storyboard ID. we'll just simply now name it EBL underscore new text. If I just go to the screen view controller, I'm not able to see that very method I just called that was view did load. So no worries, just press override view did load, and here you would be able to just go with the same method. Just press TBL, you're able to see the text block for that, and just press text. We are just going to call the text property, just set it new screen. Whoa, that's great. So that was it. And now what we are going to do is that we are just going to run that in our simulator. For that, I'm just going to run that simulator by just pressing start. It would just simply compile my application, all of the code, tell me if there are some warnings or if there are some errors, and it will just start the simulator. Well, starting of the simulator takes a bit of time. It totally depends on the RAM and the memory you're having and the processor or the generation of the MacBook you're having. Well, for the time the simulator loads, let's discuss something more about the storyboard. If we just go back to the storyboard, here is toolbox. The toolbox has some controllers and objects, and secondly, toolbox has some controls. So what is the difference between controllers and objects and controls? So what actually controllers are is that controllers can be added to the storyboard directly as a parent, whereas if I just talk about controls, they can only be added inside the controller. So let me be clear, you can add controls inside the controller, but you can not add a control as a parent to as a child to the storyboard. So that is really simple, and that is one of the reasons that we added view controller first and then added a label in that. So if I just go to label, it is under controls, and if I just go to view controller, that is under controllers and objects. So first I need to add a controller, then I have to add the controls in that. And one of the basic controls that has already been added to the view controller is the view. So where is that? If I just go here, just search for view, A, B, C, D, where it is? Let me search that, view. And here it is, here is the view. So view is already being added to the view controller. Whenever you are just going to drag and drop the view controller in your main storyboard, you would just notice that it already has a view inside the view controller. And in the view, you are just going to add some controls. That might be a label, that might be a button, that might be a text field, that might be anything. That may be from image view to anything you like. Let me see if the simulator has loaded. It is in the process, and I have to wait. No worries. Ding, ding, ding. So here you go. Simulator successfully runs and the application has been deployed. And let me see what I have developed so far. Well, come over. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, there you go. So here is button and here is the label. The reason is that I haven't provided the right constraints. So whenever you're going to develop the interface, you need to provide the right, the constraints so that this might not happen. For example, if I just press on next, nothing is happening, it isn't going to the next page. And what if I just want to switch the main screen to be the next screen? Well, we'll discuss that in the next tutorial, the navigation part and setting view controller to the basic controller. By basic controller, I mean that whenever the application loads, that very view controller would load. So till that, practice this and see you next time.